up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking.
Welcome back. We are back with another episode of This Scenario. We are back. We are back, man. We are back.
What's up?
Matt's doing his article. Do you want to put the article too?
Because it'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Multitasking.
Yeah. shout out to everybody listening to the last episode. People were chiming in on you had something we forget. You said you forgot a blackness thing to look forward to for the.
What did I forget?
You just called me. You told me you forgot. Tell me. You said you forgot one that was black, but it wasn't all the way black. Dang, you just told me on the phone.
Oh man, I might have forgot.
Yesterday you was like, we forgot one that was that somebody told you we forgot one.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot again.
Somebody gonna be like, yo man, I told you, then you gonna
I forgot again. I literally forgot again. Maybe I wrote it down. I got like all of these scattered notes in my iPhone that like I never know what they mean, and then
it randomly it eyes mostly come to you like, oh shit, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what I was talking about when I said that.
Shout out to everybody that listened. First email comes from Marcus T. He says, fellas, last episode was hilarious. Wanted to get you all's thoughts on what's going on within the NBA since you all were chiming in on the previous episode before about what you all thought about the All-Star game. Since you've seen everything that is actually drawn out from now, what do you all think is going to be with all the injuries and everything that's happened? And also going forward for this season, do you all see any big changes or anything happening, or do you all think it's just Golden State Cavs in the finals? Second off, as well, what do you all think is some of the best hip hop that has been snubbed in the Grammys? And then third, what do you all think is some black movies that maybe have been snubbed that should have been thought of the Oscars? Yeah, he just gave us a whole fucking
some show. Big questions. You're trying to are you our producer? Right. Are you the programming director?
The programming director. He just sitting there in the hallway like, yeah,
tell me everything about sports, movies, and films. Damn.
In an hour.
Damn. Well, I'm going
to
try
to get... And y'all still got other topics to talk about.
I'm going to try to get all that done in like 5 minutes at the very most. As far as the NBA season goes, you know what, dog? I don't know if it's going to be Warriors-Cavs at this point. The Cavs can't win. They just can't... They're 7.5 games out of first place, but they're like falling like a rock.
Yeah.
This is like you throw a brother into a pool and say good luck right now.
Does DeAndre, them get DeAndre Jordan help them?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it makes them a better team, but I mean...
But what the fuck they gonna give up them?
Exactly. What do you have to give up? You're not giving up that Nets pick for DeAndre Jordan. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Ain't no way.
And that's what probably the Clippers just keep on sitting.
That's the star they're gonna need if LeBron leaves. So you
no, that's what when your GM calls like, hey, what do y'all want? That's the first part of every trade request that you sent to them. That's on every bill. I'm assuming when they DeAndre Jordan on that call.
Yeah, I mean you can't.
Every even, call is that problem.
Yeah, I mean like you can't even have that conversation that way. So I don't know about twists for the NBA season. I guess it depends on what you expect to see happen. The NBA isn't really a twist league. It's kind of whoever's good is gonna kind of be good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So. Might be some fun trades or something to come up. All-Star game probably be. But I don't think Porzingis getting hurt or DeMarcus Cousins. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think him getting hurt changes the course of the NBA.
The Knicks weren't making the playoffs anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks are still the Knicks. You know, the Pelicans probably fall out of the playoffs now.
Yeah, it was going to be nothing but a 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, anymore. I mean, so, now I don't know. But I mean, you know, hey, maybe some crazy trade happens or maybe something, you know, you just ain't, yeah, no idea what's going to happen happens. But I don't foresee anything too... You know, unpredictable. I mean, I guess it would be stunning if the Cavs got eliminated from the playoffs. Even as bad as they're playing now, you just kind of like with the Patriots, you just expect like, the Cavs to
be there.
To be there, you know?
So, how early would it have to be for them to lose? Or you'd be like, damn.
The Eastern Conference Championship.
So they got to make the finals. Are you like, damn.
I mean, LeBron hasn't not been in the finals since it feels like since I was in like college. So it's
no, that may be true.
No, it's been a little longer than that. It's been 8 years. He's made the finals the last 7 years. I've been in college.
7 years. So he made it 4 years with Miami.
It's been since the Celtics went. The Celtics went and
lost to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's still a long time. That's
2010. Yeah, that's a long ass time. Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff going on between then and then. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. For me, I guess it's not too much. I just want the Bulls to lose some, man. We can't be this mediocre, man. We gotta lose.
Yeah, yeah. I could. I'm down. I'm interested to see the tank. Tanks are coming.
Like, come on, man. Like, y'all don't be mediocre. Mediocre means nothing for us.
Yeah.
It benefits us zero.
Yeah.
No more ticket sales are coming in.
Well, they're trying to get worse. They're trading. They're trading Mirnovic.
Yeah. But I mean, but we should have been worse off, man. This team's down there. They're sitting there. We trying to go backwards now, and it's too late. We won too many games to catch up to the back end of the bus.
Chris Dunn's hurt. I mean, you know, he was balling. Yeah. Like, there's too many cats that's unexpectedly balling.
But all the teams below us aren't going to win enough games for us to go fall back behind them. We won too many games to fall back in the
that's
back.
True.
It's like going.
You got to
like,
be in that three worst. Yeah. You got to make sure you're in that three worst.
Yeah. And the three worst aren't going to win enough games to pass us. Even if we take the rest of the season and said we're going to lose, win no games. But music snubs from the Oscars. I mean, Oscars for Grammys. I need people to not be upset that Jay-Z didn't win no Grammys. He's got like 13. He's the highest Grammy Award winning hip-hop artist ever. I don't know why we crying a river for Jay-Z not winning an Oscar. Not Oscar, but winning a Grammy.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, he's got 13 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not crying a river over
he's
that.
He's fine. I mean, I guess you kind of don't realize Jay-Z got that many because it's kind of like he's just been around for so long.
And this is also not his era anymore. And like, this is not his era.
And he doesn't go to shows like that anymore. He never really went to the Grammys, like, all the time to go and pick them up. Like, they had
so then you never saw him.
They had to mail those joints to him. But, like, Jay-Z's not hurting for Grammys. No. Like, he's straight.
I think, does he have more than his wife?
I don't know. It's hard to tell with Grammys because cats be winning so
many.
And
they win stuff on the back end.
Yeah.
You don't even see it.
Yeah, they only give like 25% of them away on TV. Like, this is like really random cats that have like 30 Grammys.
And a lot of features too. Like, if you just feature on and like if you're a writer on something, you get one. Like, if you're like album of the year before, if you're on the album, you get a Grammy too.
Right.
So, like, but they just changed it where like you had to be contributing to like 60% of the album, but previously, if you were a guest on the album and it won a Grammy, you got a Grammy too. So you got to think about all any guest appearances Jay-Z was on the album. If they won a Grammy, he was on it, he got one. Like, for instance, I believe he got a Grammy for Sade's album on when Sade won for Soldier of Love album, and he was on there for the song Moon, Stars, and Sky.
Right.
So he got a Grammy for that.
Right. And it's like.
He probably didn't even know he got a Grammy for it. He got shipped in the mail, and you got like, damn, what is this all wrapped up? Why am I signing for a package? And it's notarized.
And
like,
it's
only, like, only
somebody put this somewhere. Like, just put this somewhere.
But Nas is probably a big snub if you're talking about hip-hop.
I'll be honest. I listened to music about a year in delay. I couldn't even control.
You know, I'm saying Nas in general. I'm saying him not having a Grammy.
I don't know. It's kind of like the Kobe Bryant of the MVP.
Yeah, because it's, you got to match up what year it is and who was coming out that year.
Yeah.
For movies, I mean, that's a hard one, man. I mean, that's a whole other podcast, man. I'm not even going to dive into that one.
We kind of did that.
Yeah, we talked about actors. We didn't talk about movies.
Well, we talked about, I mean, just movies as a whole.
No, we didn't talk about movies, though. We talked about actors that got snubbed.
Oh, we're just talking, well, I'm talking about.
They talking about movies. They talking about black movies. Like, one off the hand that I think that was great, that was Talk to Me. I think that should have been nominated.
Oh, we're talking about all time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't, I don't know. Yeah, I got to do more sit down. For
yeah.
that.
We're going to have to bookmark that one as some show topics. We're not going to come into that one. This one is a tweet. let me pull it up because I remember I saved the tweet. This tweet is coming from my man Solo D Digital. He says, last episode, hilarious as always. You guys hit us with two of them back to back. I feel it. I love it. Quick question. Who do you all have on the biggest scumbags of all time? We actually did an episode.
Yeah, we did.
But you know what? We didn't highlight it, though. Like, we do need to do like a full, like, and highlight that is the episode name, the biggest scumbag. We called it the biggest, what do you call it? It wasn't player haters. It was Dirty Max.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Dirty Max list. You know, Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah, that was back. That was back in the future. The future inspired that.
Yeah. Bobby Womack, Jermaine Jackson, that's offhand, were some of those people. Bobby Womack, Jermaine Jackson. I'm trying to think. Oh, rest in peace. Also, he was also on. Also receiving votes. Dirty Max was Dennis Edwards. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah, he took off.
Rest in peace to him, man. Dennis Edwards, and let's dive into this Dennis Edwards thing though for a minute, because I thought about something that was super deep about Dennis Edwards.
Okay.
He had a hit at 40 years old. Don't Look Any Further came out in 84. He was 40 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, think he about, was out there.
I mean, Jay-Z, I'm talking about, think about an R&B pop song going number one and you're 40 now is almost impossible. Jay-Z is the only one probably can do it. Maybe Beyonce. And keep in mind, though, he hadn't been in the lexicon for 7 years before because he left the Temptations in like 73.
I mean...
No, he left in like 77. So 7 years, he was off the map.
When you that dude, you that dude.
And Don't Look Any Further is... I mean...
Hey.
People mix that now. Is that arguably bigger hit, contemporary-wise, not overall hit, contemporary-wise, more than most Temptation songs? Where somebody could put it on the club now... And people are like, you be like, oh shit! It's probably because of hip hop too, because of
because you got different people that know the original song, not as much than some of the Temp's biggest songs, but like that sample, yeah. But that's kind of a credit to the other songs that
came after,
yeah,
like the Biggie Get Money remix,
yeah. So it's not exactly
Hit 'Em Up is
it's not exactly fair to the Temptations.
I mean,
songs.
It's been. Sampled more than any Temptation song.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
I mean, and he had a music video that's this him.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
girl.
All of that stuff helps with it. I mean, there's not too many Temptation songs that you're going to grab a fire sample from. I mean, that was like 1964.
Yeah, and it wasn't no.
Yeah.
So. I mean, what you going to do? Ball of Confusion? Ball of Confusion.
You're going to have
balls.
You're going to have to take some stuff. And I'm talking about original Temptations, too. Like, you got.
Oh, you talking about the original five.
Yeah,
not,
I'm, talking about, I'm talking about that old school Temptations. Like
My Girl and stuff.
Yeah, come on. I mean... You ain't gonna. I mean, somebody probably could, but I'm.
That's gonna be a hard.
I don't have a lot of time for that.
Yeah.
I don't have that much time.
I'm surprised anybody did Cloud Nine though. That's not an original Temptation though. I'm not. Cause Cloud Nine, like, but that's. But it's so beat heavy too. It's hard. Just like Earth, Wind, and Fire songs are hard to sample as well because it's big beat, big band kind of sounds. So it's not. It's harder to big band sample. DJ Reminis told me that before. It's harder to, if it's big band sounds where it's like 30 different sounds going on at one time, it's hard to sample.
Mm-hmm.
You could take out parts of the sampling, like I'm going to take that horn,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that bass beat in the background, but to like take the whole song and flip it is harder.
That's a rough, yeah.
Yeah, it's a rough go. You could, he said, now he, Rim told me that it's probably casted and took some of the background bass beats and ain't told nobody because they don't want nobody to get hit on sampling.
Right.
It took like the bass beat for some Ball of Confusion in the background and clouded it with some other shit on top of it and made, you know, the world is, whose world is this or something. You'd be like, well, you never would know that the back bass line is from Ball of Confusion.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Shout out to Dennis Edwards. It's St. Louis legend too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to North County 30 years ago, man.
Yeah, you went out there and disappeared in North County before everybody else.
Yeah, you would see him randomly though, man. You would see him randomly, man. I saw him once at, did you ever go to that little jazz bar? Not the one directly across the street from the Fox, but the one that was kind of perpendicular to it. No. That little jazz spot right there, man. I went in there with my mom and this girl I was dating. And Dennis Edwards just popped in there and just got in with the band and just start singing.
Yeah, that's a treat.
This is like 2005, so there was no like phones to record, no shit.
Yeah,
it's just an experience I just got on the back end. And he popped in and was like, yo, he just whispered to them, that's the song I want to do, though. He did Don't Look Any Further. I mean, and it's all old heads because my mom invited me, of course. And I'm talking about, they in there like, oh! I mean, they didn't went back to their college days and shit up in there. They like, I was in grad school and this popped off.
Uh-huh.
I got my wife off of this one.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying. That's that that's that old school Mac. Like that's that old school Mac for real. And that's definitely who he is. So,
but also Dennis Edwards was a dirty Mac. He actually took Aretha Franklin from I forgot who it was though. It's one of somebody else from Motown.
If you can take her, she's available.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real shit.
Word the future.
You heard the future.
You can't just up and steal a person.
Like the great LL Scratch.
You can't just up and steal a person after the age of like 8. After that, it's like, hey.
They're for good, they're for grab.
They want
it's the great go. LL Scratch said, looked up and down and said, ooh, I'll take her.
Uh-huh.
I'll take her. All right, man. Let's get into We said the best people of the week, man. That's going to be a category. Don't forget, we do have our sexual predator of the week, too. The Me Too.
Yes, the Me Too moment
sexual
of the week.
Sexual predator sounds like they're getting
that
kids.
Sounds great. That sounds
which
egregious.
Is crazy. Did you see, you hear about that thing with the video that went viral with, I guess, some dude sexually assaulting a young girl in Alabama that went viral and people sharing that shit.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, that's just...
So here's the thing. Here's the theory about this segment. This is what we were talking about. It's one of the things we were talking about that I completely forgot about the other thing. I'm saying that now we're going to invite people to the house party. House party of the year. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite somebody each show that had a big week.
And then the ultimate house party.
Had a big moment. Then we're going to have the ultimate house party. I'm going to have to keep score of this thing.
Kind of like we did with the picnic.
Yes.
And what they would be doing, what they bring in, all those different kinds
of things. Well, I'm not going to worry about that with the house party. Because house party, you just kind of...
Yeah, because some people kind of come in.
Yeah.
Or do we say what liquor they're going to bring? Because people must bring liquor to a house party.
We could do that. That's fine. Yeah. Well, most good people bring liquor to a house
party. Some people may not bring
liquor. Hey, and if you went to a Super Bowl party this weekend and you didn't bring no liquor with you,
horrible.
There's something wrong with you. The only people that can do that, your girlfriend or your boyfriend can show up.
Yep.
But actually, your boyfriend can never
gotta
show up.
He gotta
your
show
boyfriend
up.
Can never show
actually,
up.
Actually, he needs to show up with two handles and food.
You got to stunt. You got to stunt if you're the boyfriend going over
especially
to a party.
Especially if it's within less than 3 years.
Yeah, well, period. At any point.
No. After 3 years, though, it's
you got to bring that.
Y'all probably living together at this point during your career.
It really, do you have to be? Oh, shit.
You
but
need,
you got to...
3 years or so, you know, you get the real cracking.
You got to... You gotta show out if you're going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway though, so yeah, but that's neither here nor there. So yeah, but every week somebody else is getting invited to the house party. So who you got first? Who
well, no, I'm mine is second because that's gonna go into a whole another conversation.
Well, okay, then we can kind of have a bigger conversation with mine since this one's coming out a week after the Super Bowl. So my first person I'm inviting to the house party this year is Brandon Graham, because Brandon Graham. Shout out to Brandon Graham, broke through, stripped Tom Brady when Tom Brady was getting ready to work that wizardry on the Eagles here at the end of that game. He was about to work that wizardry on him, but it didn't happen because he stripped him, fumbled. Eagles win the Super Bowl. Even though I know I feel like that Super Bowl win, I should have seen it coming. Because the Eagles have been like kind of roasting cats like over the last
two games.
Like all year they were roasting cats. They lost Carson Wentz. You know, I was kind of like, damn.
But their defense was...
Well, but it's not even that. They just skull-drugged the Vikings 2 weeks ago. But like I was like, man, it don't matter because they about to play the Patriots. Because history tells me...
The best defense is going to win.
It doesn't matter because it's the Patriots. That's what history tells me.
But also, the best defense is always won because we thought when Carolina played Denver, we like, yo, Cam... Finna come in and do his thing, forgetting that defense.
I thought the Broncos were gonna win that Super Bowl though.
But that Denver defense is like top three of all time.
Well, so like, here's the better example. Here's the better example of that is when the Seahawks just destroyed Peyton Manning.
But they had the best defense.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. But like, I looked at that and I didn't think the Panthers were gonna win that Super Bowl.
See, I thought they had the star. They was gonna be able to do it.
No, I didn't believe in Cam against that defense just because I said you're not gonna do all that to Von Miller and all of them. But I did think Peyton Manning them was going to get their shine on against the Seahawks that year, and it did not happen. But
they got shellacked.
But anyway,
that's the last big blowout, isn't it? That's the last blowout too, isn't it?
I mean, I'm going to count last year as a blowout. I don't care how many points you was up; they got blown out.
Yeah, yeah.
28-3, you don't lose.
Yeah,
they got blown out.
That's true.
I don't care what the final.
So we had two blowouts in the last 15 years.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to think. The last blowout would be. Are we going back to Chargers?
Well, that's.
49ers? Is that probably the last big blowout before the Seahawks joint?
I mean, that's the biggest blowout in Super Bowl.
Is the 49ers Chargers?
49ers over the Chargers. What are we counting a blowout as?
I'm saying over three touchdowns.
Over three touchdowns? Well, then, yeah, it's got to be. I mean, in the Super Bowl, I kind of lower that a little bit.
You saying two? You think two?
Yeah,
is it?
Super Bowl, I think if two touchdowns, the Buccaneers blew the Raiders out. They beat them 48-21.
Like I said, over 21.
They blew them out. Like that was a blowout to me. But I mean, a lot of them. The Saints low key blew the Colts out. It was close. It was close to getting real nasty. And by that metric, they did blow them out. They won that one 31-17.
Yeah, you know? But that was a pick at the end though to make that.
Yeah, it added on. But I never really felt like they were going to win that game. Oh, and the Ravens destroyed the Giants. Defense, once again. defense. The Ravens destroyed the Giants. So there's been a few of them. But anyway, Brandon Graham, I'm inviting him to the party. He looked like he going to bring some Tanqueray, too. So, like, I'm inviting him to the party. You know, he went out there, got it done. He's been underrated up there in Philly for a while. Him and Fletcher Cox up front.
Yeah, but, Fletcher Cox.
Yo, shout out to Philly, man. They got it done.
Are they still riding?
They probably are.
It's their first championship since the Phillies, right?
Yeah, since 2009. The Phillies.
And then before that, you got to go back to Schmidt. Before
yeah, 1980s. The Flyers won, I think.
No, the Flyers haven't won.
The Flyers haven't won since the '70s.
Yeah, like, they ain't won since the Bullies.
It was Mike Schmidt in the '80s.
And that's because when they went back
and
back,
took some. They took some tough losses too. Like AI ran in the Shaq. The Phillies got a walk off hit against them by Joe Carter. You know what I'm saying?
The Flyers had Eric Lindros for all them years, strapping them down, making them think they was going to win.
The Phillies ran into Derek Jeter and them. Like, they took some tough losses. So, shout out to them, man, for winning a game.
And they went into New England in 2004.
Well, they had Benoit Hopkins. Benoit Hopkins was knocking cats out for like 20 years. But your team win is a different.
They can't take the singular win. So, my winner is Quincy Jones.
Oh, my God.
And I'm calling him the 50 Cent of the 60s. You ever heard a song, if it listens and anybody heard a song, Ghetto Quran by 50 Cent? This is the song that got him shot whatever time he got shot. I guess 5 times like Pac. I don't know if it was 5 times like Pac. Anyway, that's what got him shot is this song, Ghetto Quran, where he breaks down all the drug dealers from Queens and what they was doing. It's amazing song. It'll catch you up to abreast of everything that happened in drug dealing in the 90s in New York. And this is what Quincy Jones did for the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He caught you all up to 85, basically. So, where do we want to start with this? Because he just...
You take
let's,
it,
let's go. Let's go. Let's start with the weaker side.
You introduced this one to and to them because I haven't spent a lot of time reading into this.
He says that Billie Jean, the riff that Billie Jean was stolen from Donna Summer.
Okay.
Beginning. I was like, damn. So, now I'm trying... I went back and listened... And I'm like, damn, maybe he did. Because I listened to like 2 or 3 Donna Summer tracks on YouTube. And I'm like, shit, he might have. But that's minor infraction. No ideas original. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? So the party keeps going. The party ain't over. You like, that would be, that in itself would be stunning for any interview in general. For anybody to be like, yo, Billie Jean's riff and harmony and everything was stolen from Donna Summer.
I mean, I'm going to go out and say this, that even if that did happen, I think it was in better hands with Mike.
Yeah, it'd be better than him than Rockwell.
Yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yo, speaking of Rockwell, real quick.
Know who Rockwell is, though, right?
Yeah, this is his boy.
No. You know whose son it is?
Yeah, that's Quincy Jones' son.
No,
is that Barry Gordy's son? I get Barry Gordy and Quincy Jones.
Yeah, that's Barry Gordy's son.
I get both of them cats mixed up. I don't know why, but that Rockwell video was off the chain. We watched that after the Super Bowl, and imagine somebody made something like that today.
Oh, no, that was high quality video.
It was, but it was fucking weird. That was strange. Like you ever been? I ain't never been that high.
Hey.
I ain't never in my life been going off anything that had me seeing the type of stuff that brother was saying. I just had to shout that out. Go watch the Rockwell video. And if you haven't seen it in a long time, you're going to be stunned by how OC that video is.
It's just ridiculous. And the thing is, like, Michael Jackson's singing the hook, but he refused to be in the video.
Yeah, he couldn't be in that video then. That'd ruin Michael Jackson brand being in that video.
But the crazy part is, you can't ruin Michael Jackson. You know how many people thought, including myself, that Rockwell was actually Michael Jackson for a minute. People thought that.
In the video?
No, period. Like, if you just heard it on the radio, you thought it was Michael Jackson's song.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
And that was a favorite of Barry Gordy by him just doing that hook. And he was like, but I'm not going to do the video, though.
No.
That's how Mike is. Mike be on some shit like, he did as his own brother.
Mike came in and did that hook in like 3 minutes. And it was like.
Mike is worse than that. He, for if anybody remembers the video for the last. Jackson's album, it's not the Victory album. Is it the Victory album?
I think that had to be the last one.
With the
Victory happened just before Thriller.
With Tortured. Is that's not on Victory, is it?
had to look it
up. I think it tortured. But anyway, so Michael Jackson, for the torture video, tells them how he wants the video to be, the director, who he wants all for this different stuff, how he wants the design, doesn't show up. Mike was stringent on everything. They went back and forth for weeks. It's supposedly like one of the highest.
Yeah, tortures on Victor. It's the first time on Victor.
It's tortured. So, like, he is one of the most expensive videos, too, of all time. And it's because they game for people. Paula Abdul, that's her first video that she directed. She was fucking with Jackie Jackson at the time. They fired the original choreographer because Jackie wanted Paula Abdul, who was a Laker girl at the time, to choreograph the video.
Oh, Victory came out after Thriller.
Yeah, that's what that he didn't even when they toured on that tour. He's never done a Thriller tour.
Triumph was the one.
But in general, he's never toured Thriller. No. The Victory Tour, he did some of the songs off Thriller.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate homie love, though. That's the ultimate homie love for your brothers.
Yeah, that's love because one of the great cheats is never getting a dedicated Thriller tour. Never if you would have got a dedicated Thriller tour, you would have basically got Off the Wall and Thriller on one concert.
Off the Wall didn't have a tour either.
And that would have been the greatest concert of all time.
Yep.
That would have been, I'm not entertaining any other alternatives to the fact that an off-the-wall / Thriller Michael Jackson solo tour with Triumph mixed in too, like Can You Feel It and all that
stuff. Y'all could have came out for the 15-minute little joint. We run through the little snippet of all the tracks, all your favorites. Maybe we do Torture, whatever. Keep it moving. But anyway, with that album, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna be there. It never showed up. And then Jermaine was on some shit like, well, shit, if Mike ain't gonna be there, fuck it, I ain't coming too. So that's why there's only three Jacksons in that video.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah, Jermaine was like, if he ain't gonna be there, I ain't gonna be there. Because Jermaine has this fucked up rivalry with Michael Jackson. Even though that's his brother, he has a fucked up rivalry. He thinks he's supposed to be better than that. His little brother. His little brother is the biggest one. Tito was on some. Tito was the best G out of family on the
Tito moment. Got his money and kept it moving.
And Tito was like, I'm just gonna play the role. What y'all need me to do? I know my position. And then he stacked his dough. He put his sons out there and they got the little platinum album with that 3T album. Mm-hmm. And he kept it moving. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tito was like, yo.
I just always remember Janet's face in that Jackson's reality show they had. And she was on that one episode. She was just looking like, oh no.
They told me to come over to hang out and see my nephews and nieces, and they got these cameras here.
She said, I gotta go. She said, I'm out. I'm not doing this.
But Quincy, let's get back to Quincy Jones, who is the best producer of all time. I don't think there's no doubt about that. That's the first claim. Second claim is that he dated Ivanka Trump for a minute.
Okay.
And Ivanka Trump is our age, right?
A little older, but yeah.
Yeah, so, is she? No.
I think she is, isn't she?
No. No, she was born in. She's born by Ivanka Trump, his second wife.
She's older than me.
I think she's probably like 34.
She's 36.
She's 36. So, keep in mind that how long she? I think she's been married to her husband like a minute. So think about when Quincy was meant to her. She was out the box.
When did she get married? She got married to Jared Kushner in 2009. So she had to be rocking with him before then.
So let's do the math. Quincy was on her in 04.
Ooh wee.
Hey, Quincy was on her when she was 20. Bruh. 21. No, I was 04. I was 23. And 04,
I have
the same
no
age.
Qualms about stating the fact that I would rock that myself if the shot was out there. Ivanka Trump, a nice piece of work.
She is.
She associated.
I mean, her mom is like a model.
Yeah, she's associated with a notorious nutball. and she co-signed some of this BS.
And I think that's for the paper.
But I
you want to get that money train cut down.
Yeah, you can't go against that dude because he'll cut it loose.
Oh, and he'll embarrass you and try to be like, no, she can't do anything.
Yeah.
All right, then the next claim, he says, I know who killed JFK.
Oh, shit.
Look, I believe him, man. All this stuff is, he is.
But he didn't say it, though.
No, he didn't say it. Hell no, he ain't that dumb. So this is the next one. This one's going to hit a couple of us musical people in the heart. He said the Beatles were the worst musicians he ever met. Now, this may be a little bit of hating here, though, because that's kind of within the contemporary ranks.
The Beatles kept him from selling a lot of albums.
That's true too. But I'm saying, but they're a little bit younger. It'd be like kind of like 21 Savage versus Lupe Fiasco. Where like he's not too older than them, but he's older than where he's still an elder statesman. This he's still trying to be new and have contemporary music, so and this, they kind of so cut into my picture.
Are you saying that this is like what Jay-Z did with the 444 album when he was telling cats to grow up?
Older though. Yeah, you know he's way older though.
Okay.
So that's too much. I'm saying someone in their 30s versus somebody in their early 20s would be probably more parable because Paul McCartney's in his 60s, right?
70s.
And then Quincy Jones in his 80s. So yeah, that'd be more comparable. Yeah. So he says they're the worst musicians that he's known. Here we go. Let me give a direct quote. I like the direct quote from he said, Tommy Hilfiger, who was working with my daughter, Kidada, said, Ivanka wants to have dinner with you. I said, no problem. She's fine. She's a fine motherfucker. Keep in mind, he's cussing throughout this whole interview.
What was Quincy on the juice?
I don't know. Quincy don't be cussing either, though. I have a whole theory about Quincy with doing this interviews and going crazy, and I'm gonna wait to the end for that. Then she said she had the most beautiful legs I ever saw in my life. Mm. Wrong father, though.
Ooh.
After mentioning that he met Paul McCartney when he was 21. Oh, so no, maybe him and Paul are closer than age. He said he met them at 21, when he was 21. Oh, no, he met Paul when he was 21. And said he was asked about his first impression of the Beatles. They're the worst musicians in the world. Paul was the worst bass player I ever heard. And Ringo, don't even talk about that. Jones added, I remember once we were in the studio with George Martin and Ringo had taken 3 hours for a four-bar thing he was trying to fix on a song. He couldn't get it. We said, mate, why don't you get some lager and lime, some shepherd's pie, and take an hour and a half and relax a bit. So he did, and we called Ronnie Verl, a jazz drummer. Ronnie came in for 15 minutes and tore it up. Ringo comes back and says, George, can you play it back for me one more time? So George did, and Ringo says, that didn't sound so bright. And he said, yeah, motherfucker, because it ain't you. Great guy, though. Jones added. Whoa!
That's aggressive.
Whoa!
That's aggressive.
Jones also accused of Jackson stealing a lot of songs, and that he's a Machiavellian as they come. Greedy man, greedy. Don't stop till you get enough. Greg Philippinus, a keyboardist, wrote the C-section. Michael should have given him 10% of the song. Wouldn't do it. When asked to name something he wished he didn't know, Jones replied, who killed Kennedy? It's Chicago mobster Sam Giancana. That's what everybody thinks in general, Sam Giancana. The connection was there between Sinatra and the mafia and Kennedy, he said, referring to one of the well-known conspiracy theories surrounding the assassination of the former president. Yeah, that's just a little bit of... But Sam Giancana, people don't know, Sam Giancana came out of Chicago. He was a big mobster out of Chicago. Then he moved down to Florida and did his thing down in Florida. And he's pissed off. Him and... I forgot the dude out of New Orleans. They are pissed that basically his brother was coming after them, the attorney general. His brother was coming after all the mobsters. So they figured they cut the head of the snake off that everything else would fall. That was their kind of rationale behind going after Kennedy and stuff like that. So that's the Sam Giancana thing. People wouldn't know that that's what it is. But the big one, the big bomb, is that he says, Marlon Brando, crazy motherfucker, he says. He wanted to fuck anything walking, from a mailbox to anything else. Fuck women, Marvin Gaye, James Baldwin, and Richard Pryor.
Oh, man.
Now, Marvin Gaye's wife, not Marvin Gaye, Richard Pryor's widow comes out and says, yes, that's true.
Oh,
he did have sex with Marlon Brando.
Oh, man.
Now, where do you want to, I know you want to unpack this
one. I think we need to go to it. We need to throw to a break.
We're going to go to commercial break.
We need to go to a break. I got to sip some of this Jameson over here for a second. Whoa, now, player.
Now, I believe all of them.
Yeah, well, there's nobody you could tell me any combination of people in Hollywood's fucking that would surprise
well,
me.
Well, no, particularly Marvin Gaye, I read his biography. He was on some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I break that down momentarily. Then James Baldwin, we know, was gay automatically.
Maybe we should just do a conspiracy show. Maybe we should just...
Well, the stuff with Marvin Gaye, some of that's not conspiracy.
But if you've never heard it before, it is, though. I'm saying conspiracy show.
Okay.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
But I do want to get people to Marvin Gaye thing.
Yeah, bring it. Bring
no, no, no.
It.
Okay, how deep we want to go with Marvin Gaye? Do we want to go to...
I don't think we need to. You're talking about how deep we need to be going into anything true. After that. Phrasing.
Yeah.
Phrasing.
Okay, that's very true. Okay, I'm going to give you a...
I feel really bad that in my head, all I heard was that Cisco, yeah, of how deep is my love for
how
you.
How deep is my love? How deep is your love for me?
Yeah. That's what I heard in my head.
I'm going to let you choose which story from Marvin Gaye that you that we're going to get. Because I'm only going to give one.
Okay.
Do you want Frankie Beverly or do you want I Want You album?
I Want You album. Sure.
Okay. Then that's more tame than the Frankie Beverly. Frankie Beverly.
Anytime you name one person against an album, I'm
going
to take
the I Want You album is about, if anybody know, Nona Gay's mother. I forgot her name. It's Rachel, something like that. Nona Gay, badass Nona Gay from Matrix. You know Nona Gay is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, she was in Matrix. She played Harold Perrineau's wife in Matrix.
Yeah.
And Dozer and Tank's sister in The Matrix. She's acted, she's done a whole bunch of different stuff. She's been on the low lately, but her mother was 17 when Marvin Gaye got with her. Mm. The I Want You album is all about her. The idea of Marvin's Room, and people remember when Drake was talking about Marvin's Room, that was a real studio situation that Marvin Gaye had, where he literally had a room that he rented out at Capitol Records, where he only had a room, Capitol or MCA Records, where he only had a room that he would own, nobody else could go in that room. He paid for it to be his own room. So he would go in there, and if you remember, on I think it's Come to Me, Angel, it's a woman on there moaning, that's Nona Gay's mom fingering herself, supposedly, in the studio, and he leaned the mic over to her and just let it, and had a producer just keep it on there and just clean up the audio and everything.
I've heard that before, yeah. I have heard that.
So she's, and so think about it, he's in the studio, come live with me, and then she's supposed to be finger banging herself.
Oh, man.
And he just lean, he getting into it, and he just takes the mic and slide, and I don't know how it was, but just leans it over to her and just has her moaning and stuff on the track.
Oh, my goodness.
And even more sicker that the whole album is about a 17-year-old.
Yeah, that's troublesome.
Yeah,
that's
he married her at 18 or 19 or somewhere like that.
Yeah, man.
But the Frankie Beverly story has something to do with her as well.
No.
And there's another story about strap-ons, too.
Coming up.
But not the way that we think about it from here. But he was just on some crazy shit.
Coming up on future episodes of Scenario.
And even crazier, though, man. Like, the more you read about Marvin Gaye, you realize how his dad shooting him is not implausible and really that fucked up. Like, his dad getting off for it, you're not that upset. You're not that upset about it. Because keep in mind, this is a year after Sexual Healing came out, he died. Mm-hmm. He had moved in with his parents.
Yeah.
And had a room in his parents' house.
Yeah, Marvin wasn't in a good place.
Yeah. And keep in mind, that was like, what, a 2-3 year period? He lived in Europe where he was trying to escape taxes?
Yeah.
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 And he was like, with somebody from royalty's daughter or something. Wasn't he like, somebody from England, like royalty, like a duchess's daughter he was fucking with at the time or something?
I wouldn't surprise me. The Life and Times of Marvin Gaye deserves a movie, if anything does.
Jesse Martin that plays The Flash's dad is supposed to be
Ben. The Marvin Gaye movie?
Marvin Gaye.
He can sing.
Yeah, and he can. I think he can do it.
I thought you were talking about Jesse Williams for a second. I was just saying, hold up, dog.
No.
Is he still smashing Minka Kelly? He got the black community turned against him. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. That's another show, though.
That's a different
thing. And he needs to go ahead and get, like, with Taraji Henson, though, like, and, like, just to get his career back on track.
He gonna need it. They was coming for him. He's, like, the only black dude that didn't make his way into Black Panther.
Yeah. Well, he was light-skinned, though. Ain't no light-skinned people in Black Panther.
Really?
No.
Michael B. don't count?
No, he's brown-skinned.
Okay.
He's the lightest person in there.
Line between light-skinned and brown-skinned is a thin line, brother.
But he's brown-skinned. Okay. Ain't nobody light-skinned in there. No Black Panther.
Well, that's fine with me. Hey.
Andy Serkis?
Viva.
That's the closest you're going to get to light-skinned.
Viva la brown people, man. That's part of my outcome.
Oh, also, people are looking forward to... Next week, you got to come on Lando County.
Oh, that's going to happen, yeah.
And we're going to do a special taping.
I'm
going to
see it on Thursday next week.
Yeah, but we're going to do on Wednesday. Oh, no, not Wednesday, Tuesday, because Valentine's Day is on Wednesday. So Tuesday, we're moving to Lando County.
Ah, good, because I got to, okay.
Lando, because Valentine's Day. But we're going to do a small segment for everyone. It's going to be a one-off scenario, 10-minute, what not to do when you go to see Black Panther that will come out immediately on both feeds. After this show, we're going to record that 10-15 minute joint, like, what not to do for black people and what not to do for white people.
Yeah, survivor's kit.
Survivor's kit for Black Panther.
Yeah.
But,
I got to go. When I get back in town, I got to go and get the Black History Month Jordans to wear to that joint. I got to find them. I can't find them in my size. I had them.
Did you look online?
Yeah, I got to pay too much for them online.
Yeah, but, online they're trying to price gouge you.
Yeah, but I had them and I got busy, and then they weren't in my shopping cart no more, so I got to go on a quest when I get back in town.
So let's go back to Quincy. So Okay. Supposedly Marvin Gaye, he has a lot of sexual stuff going on in his kind of background. And also, Richard Pryor also said that he got his dick sucked by a trainee in his comedy before.
Youch.
So that's not far-fetched. And I mean, Quincy Jones, in my theory about Quincy Jones coming out, I think he wanted to have his own biopic and probably kept pitching it. And he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to drop all this shit I was going to have in my biopic now. Or to drum up people to want to see his biopic. To want to see a biopic. Because I guarantee you right now, he's got 15 scripts. Somebody's writing a script right now as we speak overnight and trying to put it in front of somebody to try to get this Quincy Jones movie made by 2020.
As long as they don't give it to the dude that made All Eyes on Me.
Mm. Yeah, that's not going to happen, man. That's nigga shit. We'll get a good Pac movie, I think, in another 5 years.
I'm interested to watch this thing that's coming on USA.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting too much from it, man.
No, I'm not expecting it to do much. But hey, the Black TV movie is the stakes is high. New Edition raised the stakes.
The Bobby Brown one, I think it'd be good too, because the same people.
Like, when is that happening?
2019. So same.
19. How long did it take to make a BET movie?
But they want to have it the same month as the.
As the BET Awards?
And no, the New York New Edition joint. They dropped in January of 17.
They should have made it for this year.
Well, they ain't green lights like October. So
oh, well, God damn it. You could have made a BET movie between October and now. And got it out.
Yeah.
Netflix would have done it.
Netflix would have done it 3 weeks.
Netflix dropped a trailer for a movie during the Super Bowl, and then it was on Netflix when the Super Bowl was over.
Which is a genius mark.
That's dope. Yeah. I hate Cloverfield, and I'm not going to watch it.
You didn't
but
like
it
the,
was dope.
You didn't like the
I didn't like the first one.
Yeah. Did you see the second one, Cloverfield?
No, hell no. I don't watch things after I didn't like the first
Cloverfield
one.
Cloverfield
Lane was good. Have you ever watched something you didn't like the first one of, and then you watched the second one, and it redeemed it?
Yes.
What was it?
That's happened a whole bunch of times.
What? Mario 2?
No, Mario 2 is bad.
Mario 2 sucked. That's right.
No. I'm talking about where something the second was better.
No, I know. I just wanted to throw Mario. Yeah. I just wanted to throw Mario 2 underneath the bus.
There's some sequels that are better than the first one.
Top 5 Nintendo games.
Ooh. Mario 3.
Okay.
Contra.
Okay. You're off to a great start.
Double Dragon.
Okay. Maybe. You
Ninja Turtles. The second one.
Oh, see, now you've left something out. You're going to leave something out one way or the other. You short-sighted yourself here.
Mario 3.
Uh-huh.
Contra.
Uh-huh.
Double Dragon. Then I said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Not that first one. The bullshit first one. Man, for my last one, this is just off the cuff. And so y'all don't be emailing me, oh man, shit. Mega Man or Metroid? So what do you do offhand?
Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah.
And Kirby's Dream Land.
Oh,
no.
This is Kirby's Dream Land.
No, my last one. Shout out to Dusty Diamond Softball, too. That shit was dope. Yeah, like 40 cats to pick from.
Yeah.
Cats don't know about Dusty Diamond. It sounded like a strip club game, but it wasn't. But it was a dope game. But my actual fifth, my real choice for the fifth one, it's RBI Baseball, dog. It's RBI Baseball.
RBI Baseball was good.
It was the shit.
Or Bases Loaded.
I'm going with RBI Baseball just because the Cardinals was the shit on that game because it came out the year after they went to the World Series. And Vince Coleman was fast than a motherfucker.
But I feel like Bases Loaded was the best baseball game until they kind of like the update.
The best baseball game, it's easy to figure out the best baseball game.
On Nintendo.
It's RBI Baseball, it's Bases Loaded, then it's Super Bases Loaded,
yeah.
Then it's World Series 96, which might be the best one of all time, period.
Well, that's not on Nintendo, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying baseball game, video game, period. Then it's Ken Griffey Baseball after that. And then after that, it's MLB. The show. It's the show every year. This last show was just...
ridiculous, huh?
I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, how is this...
everything.
Like, this is everything. Like, Aaron Judge on the cover of the new one come out in a couple
months.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, I already know. Like, I'm so fucking excited. Like, and I don't have time to play video games, really. You see, I play Madden. I play a full Madden franchise every year. I play one franchise. And you see it. I'm almost always playing. I broke it down how I always draft the cats with the blackest names. But I don't get a lot of time to play anymore. It's not because,
like, back in the day, I had to run, like, damn near 10...
Well, back in the day, you didn't have to used to be away from your house for 8 hours, yeah. 10 hours a day, mandatory.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you definitely wasn't coming home to a woman, two women, two full-grown women. I don't care what you got to say about it. Your beard just grew.
Yeah.
But no, anyway, that's a tangent. What were we talking about before Nintendo?
We were talking about Richard Pryor and believing that. And then we might as well go into our main topic of the night. What are we going to do?
We got to sum up the house party. So you invited Quincy Jones.
Yeah, Quincy Jones. And Quincy Jones is going to bring Cuban cigars.
Yes.
And Bullet. Whiskey.
I got some Bullet in there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's going to bring Bullet whiskey.
I can see that, yeah.
Or he might get old school on me and
bring some 10 high?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But he's going to bring, like, a lifetime supply. Like, because he's got enough money, he'll bring, like, the truck. And be like, where are you going to put this at? And then you're going to have to help him up the steps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, because he's 80.
Quincy, at that age, where you help him up the steps, you got to open that door with that one arm and kind of let him in with the other one, and he come in, and everybody, hey, Quincy! Hey, motherfuckers.
And I'm not going to slander Quincy on this, but there is a story with Quincy and Tupac that I'll save for another time.
Yeah, let's save it.
Tupac said Quincy's trying to hit on him. That's a whole other thing, though. Yeah, yeah. But that's crazy to think about. But I love those type of stories, man. And will we get those type of stories moving forward? Will our kids get stories about our artists like that when they're older?
Yeah, stuff still happens.
You think there's still stuff
that's going on? Oh, I know stuff still happens. Yeah, I know for a fact. I know for a fact things are still going on out there. Like,
that'll come out.
As long as there's money and there's prestige put on access, there will always be crazy things that happen. Always. Forever.
Is it just the sensational shit we get to see?
Well, I mean, there's more people snitching now than ever. Like, Quincy just dry snitched on stuff from 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah, he was like, all them motherfuckers dead. It don't even matter. That's probably how he looked at it, too. All of them dead.
Paul McCartney not dead.
Well, he don't like him. That's different. Yeah, he was cool with Marlon Brando and James Baldwin and everybody else.
Quincy just one of them cats that's like, well, fuck it, my time is short.
Yo, Quincy ain't got no friends either. Who's his contemporaries? Who's his boys that are alive?
I don't know. Who's his homeboys?
No, but you gotta think about it. Ray Charles is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Gaye is dead. Even people younger than him that he mentored are dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael Jackson's dead.
Yeah.
Prince is dead. Like.
Yeah.
Even people he mentored. Tevin Campbell, I guess, is gonna be his friend?
Yeah.
Does he call Tevin Campbell like, yo, I discovered you and I got you out there? You want to do, what was that long song he came out, the first song? Anywhere for any dreams. It was, damn. Because because Quincy Jones discovered Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Prince took him to the next level with that, that round and round, though, for that Graffiti Bridge, though. That round and round, people understand, Tevin Campbell had hits in the 90s.
Tevin Campbell.
You may not know, our younger listeners may not know who Tevin Campbell is. He had hits. I'm Ready album is a classic. Top 50 R&B album of all time, I'm Ready is. Tevin Campbell. Easy. I'm talking about 70s on down, top 50 R&B album. I'm Ready. It's got 5 hits on there.
Tevin Campbell got them hits, dog.
Tevin Campbell got hits.
Yeah, I mean, he just got them hits. Like,
yeah.
You just got
to
respect.
And then he hit people back to back on it. I'm Ready. He came out with Can We Talk. They hit you with I'm Ready. They hit you with Don't Say Goodnight. Then hit you with the Prince written joint Should. Like, that was four. That was four. That was the 4 or 5 singles. That's platinum album. You only need 4 or 5 singles.
Yeah.
How many damn singles do you want to come out with?
I think Tevin Campbell's legacy is secure.
But I think he's been forgotten, man.
Well, I think that
he's one of the people that's forgotten.
I think some of that's on him though, too, man. Like, you got to keep coming with it.
And you need to get on one of those R&B tours though, too. You need to get on one of those R&B soul tours too.
Yeah.
You got to get on one of those.
Yeah.
Because that rejuvenated SWV. They rejuvenated them, like Blackstreet. Teddy Riley and Guy are all back on the road. They all, you know, you got to kind of look at it like, well, dude, man, I ain't coming out no new music, man. And the person, mentioned to Dennis Edwards, the group to really rejuvenate careers and do, like, We Coming Back shit is Temptations. They were the first ones to do, like, We Coming Back tour type shit with that Temptations reunion where all 7/10 was in that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, New Edition did the six man New Edition.
But no, but I'm saying, but Temps were the first one to do it. I think it was, might have been, was it? Yeah, it was 7 Temps.
Mm. Yeah.
And shout out to Otis Williams. He's the only surviving Temptation right now.
That's crazy.
And he's the least talented.
That's how it happens, man. It's
dude, like, think about that.
It's like if Mike Bivens is last.
You know what? But Michael Bivens can at least rap, though.
I mean, but...
But you know, Otis Williams probably rapping, though, if it was in Fast Forward 1990. So, Michael Bivens is Otis Williams?
Yeah.
Or, no, Ronnie DeVoe... But
Ronnie DeVoe can dance, dog.
So, Ronnie DeVoe is Paul Williams?
I guess.
Yeah, because Paul Williams was the dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who was Ralph Tresvant?
Eddie Kendricks.
Okay, who's Bobby Brown?
Eddie Ruffin. David Ruffin. Like, what do you mean? I mean, I thought that was
in self-respect. I just wanted it to be vocally. Vocally acknowledged.
David Ruffin.
It was Ricky Bell.
Dennis Edwards.
See?
Who we got on?
Johnny Gill. I mean, there might not be a Johnny Gill in that group. That's a power.
No. Johnny Gill is Daryl Oliver. The dude that's selling Treat Him Like a Lady. He's the lead singer of Treat Him Like a Lady.
I know he's the lead singer of Treat Him Like a Lady, but Johnny Gill's better than that, though.
But I mean, oh, so do you want... Who are you going to downgrade down to that spot?
I don't think you can. I'm just trying to say, did we just figure
Ricky
out...
Ricky Bell?
Did we just figure out...
Or do you put Dennis Edwards and Ricky Bell? Yeah. Go and put Dennis, Ricky Bell is Daryl Oliver.
Now, that's more. Yeah, that's more.
No, Ricky Bell is Daryl Oliver.
That's more accurate. Because I was about to say, if we finish this right here, I'm going to have a really difficult conversation of saying New Edition might be better than Temptations.
No, Daryl Oliver is Ricky Bell.
Yeah, okay.
And Dennis Edwards, because Johnny Gill had hits as a solo artist, and it makes sense with Dennis Edwards. So he's Dennis Edwards.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's a replacement. That makes even more sense because he's a replacement for David Ruffin. So that makes even more sense, even timeline-wise, for them. He was replaced for David Ruffin.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he replaced Bobby Brown. So, there you go. Damn. That might have to be the show name.
That's it for this week.
Yeah.
We figured something out.
Yeah, that's a great... Yeah, so basically, Michael Bivens is going to be the last one living from New Edition. You're saying?
Yeah, Michael Bivens is going to stick around the longest.
Yeah, man, that's crazy to think about, man.
Just like Bleak gonna be the last cat from The Rock. And Turk gonna be the last hot boy.
Turk done got fat, though.
Yeah, he has, but Turk gonna still be here, though.
You think Turk is gonna be here last? I mean, BG might die in jail.
Any moment BG could go.
You won't be surprised to come up across your feed that... Not at all.
I'll probably just swipe to the left.
And just keep it as a mental note that BG's dead. Like,
I'll text somebody and be like, damn, you and BG dead? Damn, nigga's still alive. And it'd be like, nah.
But nigga's still alive. Hey, that's funny. That BG's still being alive that people didn't know about. Like, BG been in jail about a good time almost, damn near, ain't he?
Yeah, he's been out the game for a while. He's been in that Mac time.
Yeah, Mac been in there since the 90s. No, 2000 or something, right?
Been there for a while. Mac might have been in there since like 98.
It's Mac, like 99, I think.
Mac
it's
might have been up for 20 years, dog.
No, because he dropped the album in 2001, and that was he actually recorded, and that wasn't like the post-Hamas album.
A jail album?
Yeah, it wasn't a jail album. I think it's 2000, 2001 that Mac went to jail. Let me see here. When did Mac go to jail?
Oh, Shell Shock was released in 98.
Right. Can I
World
tell?
World War III came out in 99.
Right, that's, yep.
But was he in jail already, though?
Damn, he got 30 years.
No, that was it.
2000 in jail.
Oof. He got 30 years?
30 years. Damn. Yeah.
I mean, that's coming up pretty quick, though, here. Yeah, buying out for that, brother.
2030 is... Damn, that's still 12.
Woo. Hey, keep your nose clean, kids.
Yeah, and C-Murder's got life without parole.
Yeah, see, murder's not good.
And that's the thing about Mac. I don't know how Mac ended up getting 30 because in the state of Louisiana, second degree of murder on up is automatic life sentence. So maybe he got some kind of deal or something. Oh, he got manslaughter. Yeah, he got convicted of manslaughter. That's why, because second degree murder in and on up in Louisiana is automatic life sentence. Mm. So he got manslaughter. That's why he can get out. So that makes sense. Because, yeah, see, murder ain't getting out of hell.
No. No.
Yeah, see, murder. Who's the best rapper of the Miller Brothers?
Of the Miller Brothers?
Mm-hmm. Is it see, murder?
Yeah, see, murder.
Yeah. Are we saying Silk's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Silk's not aged well, huh?
He's the break even. I haven't seen Silk before.
No, I'm talking about as a like rap wise.
Oh, he didn't age well.
That's what I'm talking about. Age well, like, will a Silk song play now?
In the moment, he didn't. Yeah, hell yeah, it ain't my fault.
What song play? But that is that. No, that's more mystical than him.
No, that's on his album. That's
what I'm saying. But that's more of mystical.
People not to think me. Not to me.
No, but I guarantee if you just go out and talk to somebody in general, they'll think, like a random person might think that's a mystical song now.
Random person now ain't gonna know whose song it is. That came out forever ago.
That's 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, Silk hasn't aged well. I remember when he had that video trying to be like the movie The Shocker. Well, because he had the album called The Shocker. Mm-hmm. And remember the movie The Shocker? You ever see that?
Mm-hmm. It was really bad.
Yes, when the dude would come through the TV and, you know, all that shit, man. And I remember that shit was scary to me as a kid, man.
Yeah, as it should have.
Yeah.
As it should have.
And you know what? Movies don't do billboards as much as they used to. Because I remember seeing that billboard for that movie, The Shocker, just since we just talking about it now, like all over the hood when it was coming out.
There was a lot scarier things than that in the hood, but I understand.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying that I was saying advertising-wise, you don't see many billboards. I guess because motherfuckers don't be paying attention.
Yeah, because niggas going to watch it on their Fire Stick.
Yeah, and they going
Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this operation. Yes.
All right. Let me pull it up. All right. So I know a lot of people have been thinking about. We're talking about me and Matt. We're talking about what is the blackest thing that can turn white?
Mm.
And we said that the Winter Olympics is.
Yes. Yes.
Very fast.
Without a doubt, you can't possibly have.
And I don't know when this is big, though. They're canceling shows that I watched. Talking about they're going to be off for 2 weeks. They're not even on the same network. What? No.
Like.
Not see speed skating.
That tells you how white it's gotten. That they've taken the power from even your TV.
Did they do that before in 2014? Mm-hmm. Did they take off my shows?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They always preempt stuff for the Olympics.
I get it. My TV show, The Shy, was supposed to go on Sunday. The Super Bowl was on. I get that.
Yo, This Is Us came on still.
Yeah, because it was right after, though.
I've never seen the show. But apparently it, like, stops people from breathing.
Yeah, I don't do it, man. It's too depressing, I've heard.
I don't want to be sad when I watch TV. Nah, man.
I still have the Solomon Northup movie. What is it?
12 Years a Slave.
I still have it on my DVR for 4 years ago.
I haven't watched it either. I don't like to be sad, man.
Yeah, it's sitting there it's been on my DVR for 4 years. My wife was laughing like, wow, we have this movie on our DVR.
But you feel bad for deleting it?
Yeah, because I do want to see it at some point. I mean, I just have to get in the mood at some point. I got to be super, super happy. Like, yo, I got a promotion. I got a whole bunch of paper. And then I can watch it and just be like, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Even Underground. I love the teacher Underground. I haven't watched the last 2 episodes. They're still on my DVR, too. Because I can't do it right now. I can't do Underground right now, even.
Well, my premise is that I believe that the Olympics become the whitest thing. The difference is they become much more whiter or blacker depending on what season it's in. Like, no matter what. Like, when you say, usually, first of all, you say the Olympics. You're talking about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not talking about the Olympics, you say the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Because the Summer Olympics.
You don't say the Summer Olympics.
It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because that's when you got people running track and hooping. And doing all the stuff that black people do. Like, it's dope. I mean, gymnastics. We even taking that.
The only thing we ain't doing is fencing, equestrian.
That's it.
Diving. No, black people be diving.
Hell yeah, black people be diving.
Can you get a medal for triathlon?
For what?
Triathlon.
Yeah, sure you can.
And I'm sure it's
that was Dan and Dave.
No, triathlon?
is swimming.
Yeah, that's what they
no,
did.
Oh, no, that's the decathlon.
Oh, see?
I'm thinking triathlon, like the Escape from Alcatraz type shit where motherfuckers got to swim. Like,
are you saying can cats get a medal for breaking out of jail?
Well, no, I think the triathlon was for the Olympics.
That's the most summer Olympic of all sports, yeah. If that's a sport.
No, you know what? That'd be gangster, though. They did have, like, a prison break thing, though.
Really, would it?
Yeah, man.
It'll be like American Gladiators.
And then there's one like prisoner that can get out, the one prisoner that can really win the whole race. Yeah, I think that'd be good. Yeah, triathlon is in the Olympics. So it started in 2000. So triathlon is swimming, biking, then running. But okay. The biggest one, the biggest triathlon, like the World Cup of triathlon, Escaping from Alcatraz, is the San Francisco joint.
Okay.
So that's the biggest one. That's like, yo, that's just ridiculous. I think that's like a 10 mile swim, then a like 20 mile bike, and then like a 15 mile run.
No.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, no. I'm not doing that. Like, no. There's not too many lives you could dangle in front of me. First of all, I'm not going to be alive to save it. So there's no point in even going down this path. That's going to be like, damn, I wish they wouldn't have got hurt. Damn.
Well, damn. They actually lowered it for the Olympics. It's only 1,500 meters for the swim. And then 40 kilometers for the bike road race, which is around 28, 29 miles. And then a 10-kilometer run, which is around like 6 miles. They made it small. But Escape from Alcatraz is ridiculous, though. Like, Escape from Alcatraz is like a ridiculous type of event to even try to endure. But yeah, is the U.S. being involved in a sport is really the end all be all, right? Of like getting your money, right? Because like the World Cup is going to lose some paper.
So let's talk about the World Cup. Yeah, let's talk about the World
paper.
Cup. So America's not going to be in the World Cup. And I got to say, I don't care. I don't care now. Yeah, I am
I'm
at
not,
my...
I'm not watch, I mean, I'll watch it because I like soccer. So I'll watch it a little bit, but I'm not as invested.
I am at my most American when the World Cup is on.
Is that because, the most American black people? Not the black people. People in general, most American, you think, in the soccer world?
No, people are at their very most American when they're voting for president because you're seeing people's true colors. But when it comes to international competition,
sports-wise.
Yeah, I think probably. I mean, it's got to be, right? I mean, the Olympics as a whole. Nobody feels more strongly about their country than during the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, period. And it's really easy to really feel great about being an American because we win all the medals in everything. All the time.
Except for China, like if China comes up and does some steroids.
Well, Russia tried that. They tried to put all them Dragos in there and they all got suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Back in the day, East Germany.
Yeah. East Germany was putting cats together. The Dragos from East Germany, as far as I'm concerned.
They was that whole Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, they was out there bad.
Poland.
They was out there bad.
The Czechoslovakia.
When they started losing stuff like figure skating and all that type of stuff, they started being like, all right, we got to keep up. Like, you in Major League Baseball, all this trouble. They just stole it from the Olympics. That's all. That's all that's going on. But anyway, though. Yeah, my thing about it is I feel my most American during the World Cup for a couple of reasons. Because, A, I don't watch soccer. B, I get a chance to actually root against other countries, which is fun no matter when you do it. And three, it's like the only time when I know for a fact America's not going to prevail in the end.
Then we're not going to win.
Like, I know we're not going to win.
But we're
soccer.
Getting better, though. The more black players we get, the better they're getting, though, if you notice.
Well, yeah, but still. We need...
Take
so, America could win the World Cup every year if brothers just was playing soccer instead of football. Now, imagine if you had Odell Beckham Jr. and Le'Veon Bell and all them cats out there playing soccer. Yeah. We running away with this thing. But I need them for my fantasy team. So, they can't go do that. They can't go do that.
I mean, really... The cats that aren't NFL talent, I mean, if you figure out early, like, yo, I'm not going to make the NFL, but you would be a great college player, you might want to switch to soccer to around sixth grade. If you could figure that out in somewhere, like, if your parents, and there's no way to figure that out. But, like, a great college player switching to soccer would be amazing for a soccer program.
Yeah.
Like, almost soccer should actually go to somebody like Jalen Hurt and be like, yo, you should play soccer, though, yo. We can get you in order, though, and we'll pay for everything in 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, because just because you that hell of an athlete like that, you're not going to go pro. You're going to be basically, what's homeboy that went to Mizzou though, that was just a gadget man and for the Jets, the quarterback?
Brad Smith.
You're going to basically be Brad Smith, a poor man's Brad Smith. Brad Smith got some good years in the NFL.
Shout out to Brad Smith. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is going to be a poor man's Brad Smith.
Yeah, he ain't going to be as good as Brad. He ain't as good an athlete as Brad.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. He's going to be a poor man's version of that. You switch to soccer now, we give you 5 years
of the poor man's Brad Smith is Braxton Miller. It's going to be JT Barrett.
Yeah, JT Barrett is the closest.
Jalen Hurts is going to be a poor man's Braxton Miller.
No. He's going to be Woodrow Danziger.
Oh, man. Woody Danziger was the man in college, too.
I love Woody Danziger.
Woody Danziger was the man.
Woody Danziger was before his time. Woody Danziger was 5 years younger. He would have been a phenomenon.
Yeah, Woody Danziger need to be playing now. Woody Danziger about to get drafted as a Lamar Jackson.
No, that's what he is, though.
Yeah.
He is. That's what he is.
Woody Danziger is lighting it up.
Woody Danziger is Lamar Jackson. You're fucking right.
Yeah, man. Too early.
Too early, man. What is Woody Danziger doing, man, nowadays? We going to get off, go to a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about it, some more stuff.
Miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like Top Dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter stepping, got a Hall of Fame in all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk and discuss. Last week, we unveiled the beginning of the dopest women of all time bracket. Let's dive into it. The playing games. We talked about and discussed them a little bit last week. People are like, what's going on? I don't understand. Let's break them down. We're going to do this like the NCAA tournament bracket. Now, keep in mind, you won't be able to see the rest of this bracket until after these playing games happen.
Yes.
So it's going to be a surprise. So you're just going to get hit like, oh, snap. That's who's playing that? You won't even be able to even know until after these playing games are going. So, man,
you're going to find yourself in a tight spot right away. Because I was stressed even.
Making a bracket, we were stressed. It took us an hour and a half to even 2 hours over pizza and emo. Shout out to emos.
One time.
And subs trying to figure this out.
Yeah, it was tough. It was rough. Like, I have a whole appreciation for what the people go through to, like, put together, like, the BCS and, like, the Source Awards. Like, all the people that do all of these distinguished things that go into society.
The Trumpet Awards.
So let's...
NAACP Awards.
We're going to have some awards this year. We're going to have the Scenarios.
The Scenarios Award.
We're going to have the Scottie Pippen Award.
Well, I'm already getting my Lifetime Achievement Award to Quincy Jones. Like, that's all.
It's a long... We got a lot of year to go.
Look here, man.
Chadwick Boseman getting Man of the Year. He got it already. Spoiler alert.
The spoiler alert for the year, Chadwick Boseman.
Spoiler alert.
Unless somebody comes out.
We're going to have the anti-nigga of the year. Who went the furthest against black people this year.
Man,
that
Omarosa
still is a black.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Unless Omarosa does something on this big. Like, you know, you heard about they kicked off Big Brother already or something crazy?
We about to talk about dope women. Yeah. Let's not worry about Omarosa right now.
So let's go into this bracket.
All right, man. So in the first, and we're just doing the playing game, right?
Yep, just the playing games.
Okay, so the first playing game we have here in one bracket is, and as a reminder, the playing game is for the 8 seed. So the 8 seed goes in directly against a heavy hitter and goes in the next round when we truly get into regular play. So in the first playing game, we have Yaya DaCosta against Lauren London.
Now, before y'all even get mad, anything like that, there's a bigger bracket. You know, we have to. There's the low major upstarts that win their conference have to get in this.
Yes, it's a must.
It's a must that they get in this. So we have Yaya Acosta versus Lauren London. And do we want to say what region that is? We can say the number one seed. Do we want to say the number one seed?
No.
Number one seed.
Gotta say number one seed when number one seed happened.
They're in the there's
the don't worry about what bracket is. This is just a matchup. Yeah. This is just a matchup. It's a matchup.
Next up.
So no, I don't want to discuss the matchup.
We have one person that came from nowhere in their career and one upstart that kind of fell off in their career in a lot of people's minds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at them.
One is a hood princess in Lauren London. Mm-hmm. She might be the quintessential hood princess. Yes. She took the crown from Lisa Ray when it came down.
She basically is.
And Cardi B has it on right now as she took it from Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
So there's all of them, but Lauren London was a late 90s, early 2000s,
mid 2000s, because ATL came out in 2003 or something.
Something like that. So she was so she was in there. She was holding the crown then. But Yaya kind of came out of nowhere. You know, if you toss back to when we put together the list of how these people qualify for it, like she popped up and had a strong showing. I know Brandon was staunchly on her side, staunchly supported her. You know, she's down there. She's kind of like still like a sneaky, she's like a sneaky option. Like how you look at her kind of like the chick that wasn't bad when she was a freshman, but then she ended up being rough. She thought that she was like that deal by the time that you seen her when you done grown up and you look back, like we ain't go to school together. Like that's Yaya. Like she wasn't rough, but she was just kind of like cute. And then she like turned out like she turned
into something. She's the best part of the book.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was a bad movie and she's the best part of the movie.
So that's it. That's why them two young firecrackers going up against each other. For our next, now this is going to get people upset.
This one is the
people about to get mad. People about to get mad. For our next 8-seed contest, it's Sanaa Lathan versus Tracee Ellis Ross.
Look here, man.
I understand. First of all, you're upset right now, and I understand that you are upset. Mr. and Mrs. Listener.
You didn't see the rest of the bracket. We had to make some decisions.
This was all done with a bigger picture in mind. But Sanaa Lathan, Tracee Ellis Ross is 8 seeds. That's Wichita State versus Gonzaga from like 1998.
We don't have a 16-man bracket. We don't have a 16-man bracket, so we don't have low-hanging fruit.
There's nowhere to run.
We don't have Instagram models. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, no, they get bodied up.
Yeah, but we don't have that. We only have.
No, I'm just saying they would have gotten destroyed. Yeah. So like everybody in here is a hitter, and that's where we're at. That's going to be tough. See, for me, I haven't voted yet. By the way,
I'm going with Tracee though. I'm going with Tracee, man.
I'm going with Sanaa Lathan.
I told you I don't like her hands, man. You know that's a big.
But deal. That picture that just dropped to her on Instagram though.
Still ain't messing with Tracee, man.
Hey man, I gotta go with. I'm going with Sanaa Lathan. If I guess we're going to make some picks, we go back up to the top.
Yeah, I'm going with Yaya.
I'm going with Yaya, too. I have to say,
Lauren London had a baby by Lil Wayne, man.
Yeah.
That really drops her down.
It really hurt her.
And I'm sorry, man. I know that probably sounds misogynist as fuck, but, I mean, that's how I just feel, man.
All right. For the next eight seed roster, I'm going to skip past the next one because I need that one to be last. I'm going to this next one. We got Meghan Markle versus Steph Curry mama.
Yo, this was we had to move around the bracket to make this happen.
Steph Curry mama, yo. That's her name too.
Steph Curry mama, we're not even going her government name.
Because her name when she first popped up in the scene was Yo. Her full name is Yo. Did you peep Steph Curry mama? That's her full government name. Mm-hmm. But we shortened it to Steph Curry mama for this purpose here. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's you got the Black Princess of England going up against the Princess of the Hardwood.
No, the Queen of the Hardwood.
She still look like a princess to me.
No, she's the Queen. She above her son. Her son would be a prince.
Damn. That hurt. That's rough. You're a 2-time MVP and you're still a prince and you're a better hooper than your daddy, who's the king.
But will your legacy.
Wait a minute. If his mama the Queen, though, does that mean LeBron James is daddy because he's the king?
No,
that's Westeros.
Westeros. Ah, that's a different kingdom.
That look, Steph Curry mama is the queen of where the Lannisters from? King, not King's Landing. Wherever the hell they from.
Oh, the Lannisters? Yeah. Oh, they're from.
See how long Game of Thrones been gone?
It's not Highgarde. No, Highgarde is where Tyrell's from.
She could look like she could be from
Castle Rock.
Yeah.
Castle Rock.
Yeah, so she's the queen of Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
Steph Curry's from Castle Rock.
Yeah, because he's a legacy.
We need to put NBA people into the Game of Thrones universe.
Well, no, we're supposed to do rappers.
Oh, that's true.
People are asking about this.
That's true.
Rappers.
That's true. We'll do that as
rappers slash R&B people, because R. Kelly's got to be.
We'll do that as a holdover for this, for survival kit. That'll be the Game of Thrones survival kit for 2018.
There you go. Because we got time for Game of Thrones not being here for a year, so we got.
Who are you voting for in this one?
This I already know what you want with this
one. Where am I going? What am I going to do with this?
Is this Rihanna in this one?
No, this is, we're still in Steph Curry mama and Meghan Markle. We ain't picked nobody yet.
Oh, I'm going with Steph Curry mama. Steph Curry mama is fine wine.
I'm going with Steph Curry mama too, just because I want to see what happens next.
The potential next matchup.
I'm cooking the books. I'm like Rick Pitino.
Because the Meghan Markle joint can get real convoluted for that next round.
Hey, Meghan Markle, a nice piece, though.
She is.
And she out here relevant as hell.
But Steph Curry mama been out here doing that same thing out here for years, though.
How Meghan Markle Steph Curry was. Mama was bad when Jodeci was out.
Look, Steph Curry had her in the 90s, though, and Cass was probably like, yo.
Steph Curry mama was probably at peak powers when, like, Jodeci was out. And, like, when, and
even
like,
more, we gotta give G to Del Curry.
When Guy was
Del
out.
Del Curry was having the real G's probably throw it at his wife. You got to think when he was probably dating her, you got to think Dominique, MJ.
There's a chance,
MJ.
Though. Is there a chance she's not first-hand materials, though?
Oh. No, because the streets would have, that would have been out in the streets, though.
Hey, man, Dominique Wilkins kept the streets tucked away for years.
He did. No, Dominique has a loose, has not loose lip, he has a tight lip.
Yeah, so like, hey.
But somebody, some other lame dude
it that was been like, it could have been like Mark Aguirre or something,
somebody
dog.
Like a, I'm trying to think of somebody that's be randomly on the bench, like a Craig Elo would have dropped the dime.
Craig Elo?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of somebody random that was just on the bench.
Craig Elo?
Craig Elo. I'm just trying to think of somebody that was just
like Tiny bench. Archibald. That's too far.
No, yeah. I'm talking about somebody that was on the bench that was like a 6'7" man. That
BJ
wanted...
Armstrong.
No, BJ keep it tight. Because he in the Jordan school.
Why
Jordan.
Are we trying to figure out cats that might have popped Steph Curry mama?
No. I'm not talking about popped him, but saying the cat that would have told that somebody else bigger popped him.
Oh, so you thinking that like somebody at All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I'm talking about somebody like a Mookie Blaylock.
Mookie Blaylock?
Would have might have dropped dime on a...
I'm going to throw somebody out there. I'm just going to leave it there.
Go ahead.
Stacey Augmon,
you got to think those are the school... Jordan had them kind of in the cusp.
Oh, you Jordan thinking about had Jordan's level? I don't think she was on Jordan's.
No. Yes! Look how bad she is now. You think in 91 she wasn't on Jordan radar?
So you think Del Curry a secondhand level cat?
No. Dale might got that G though.
Maybe he does.
Or we may need to look at the timeline, because Dale might have got her in college though. And Dale was kind of big at the. He was the 3-point champion for a couple years in a row now.
Del Curry was a man in college.
So, and also in the pros too though. Dale got some nice contracts. So she might have looked at it like the for show no rule. I want to stay with the for show no, trying to get mo no, and I end up with no no.
Okay.
I try to go off to Jordan though, you know, Jordan, Neek, and Ewing and them, they be doing their thing.
Oh. Oh.
Who's
so,
the snitch? You figure out the snitch is?
So man? His wife played volleyball at Virginia Tech.
And that's where he went.
He
got her early. Tech.
He got her in like 82. So when we talking about
so they got married because he graduated 82 from
he graduated 86,
but he got her early, so in the mid 80s,
yeah,
so that's before them beasts came.
Well, here's the turning point right here, and then we're gonna be able to go to this next thing. You gotta remember, Dale started his career with the Jazz.
Oh, they was out in the middle of nowhere.
The game makes sense.
So he'd already insulated her and got her down.
He played for the Jazz, then he played for the Cavs before he went to Charlotte.
And Charlotte, that's when the G start coming, like Larry Johnson, Lonzo.
That's insulated. That's insulated by that time.
He already really got this
because
show her
the
world.
Because she was OG status by the time them cats came into the league. Like, he had been in Charlotte for 4 years by the time Larry Johnson hit the league in 92.
And then Jordan came in and...
Larry Johnson hit the league in 91.
91, yeah. And Lonzo was 92, right?
Yeah.
He's after him. He's a year after him, yeah. So...
And then Kendall Gill was a couple years after that.
So, because 84 is Jordan.
Yeah.
And you said he's 82? He came... No, 86.
86.
I'm saying, but see, the streets is nasty, though.
Not in Utah. He was out there calling me.
But, oh, but she'd been at an All-Star game trying to hang out, though, now.
And he wasn't at the All-Star game, though. Not yet.
No, but he's got enough paper to beat her.
He
no, because cats still want to go kick it. You got to think All-Star
game. Not in 1986. There was nothing going on at the All-Star game in 1986.
When did Neek win the slam dunk contest?
88.
The first one he won?
Yeah.
No. No, Neek didn't win the first one.
Neek won was 88.
Jordan won back to back, and that was.
Well, the dunk contest was going on for a long time.
No, but I'm talking about the first one Neek won is when it blew up.
I think that was 88.
No, Jordan won back to back years, 88, 89.
Neek won in 86?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, and Muggsy Bolt, no, Spud Webb won in one of them years and stole it from Neek in like 86 or 87. Because that's when it got big.
Jordan won in 88 and 89.
Right, so Neek won in 87 then.
Alright, so okay, so Dominique won in 85 and in 90.
Neek won in 85 and 90?
Yeah.
She was there in 86 then, man. Cause and Neek got it popping in 85. Because Spud Webb won in 86, right?
Spud Webb?
Yeah.
87.
He won 87. Yeah, it was popping, man. 85, Neek? Neek had who won?
No, Spud Webb won in 86.
Okay, yeah.
Jordan so won in 87 and 88.
Right. Yeah, so Neek, Spud, Jordan twice. Then who won 89?
Larry Nance.
Larry Nance won 89, and then Neek again in 90. Damn, Neek went back to the calendar on Cats though and came back in 90. She was there, man.
No, Larry Nance won in 84.
So who won 86?
Hold up, cuz.
No, 86 was Spud Webb. I know that because...
How did we get to...
No, because we want to find out when Steph Curry's mom was at the All-Star game. What is at the All-Star game? Because when it was like really popping, because the slam dunk contest really made the All-Star game popping, though. Like, when it got big, whenever Neek won, was there.
Here's the history of the slam dunk contest, because somehow we got somehow we got to this. 1984, Larry Nance. Yep. 1985, Dominique Wilkins.
Yep, she was there. She was, look, it was already seasoned. She graduated probably in 87.
All right, I'm going to give you the cities that these All-Star games happened in, though.
There you go. That's a great,
this okay. is important. This is important info. Okay. Larry 85. Nance won in 84 and that was in Denver.
Nobody give a fuck.
Dominique won in 85 mm-hmm. in Indianapolis.
That's fine. I mean, that was okay. I mean, that's okay. It's basketball hall of... I mean...
This is when it happened right here.
86?
Spud Webb won in 86 in Dallas.
Oh. But you know what? She was still in college, though.
No.
Is she younger than Steph,
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I'm saying that she's a year or two younger than
okay.
Steph.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. All right. Is Steph, so 87. Steph is like, 87. Mm-hmm. Dale, you mean. 87, Jordan won in Seattle.
She was there at that. Because that was Dale's first year in the league, right?
She wasn't there. Dale wasn't. No, wait. I'm going to give you when this happened. I'm going to give mm-hmm. you when this went down.
Okay.
88, Jordan won in Chicago.
She was there.
89, Kenny Skywalker won in Houston.
No, she was there. She was there in Seattle, I'm telling you. Because that was his first year in the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's there.
Dale Curry wasn't there, dog.
But no. It doesn't matter. I'm saying I can go to the All-Star game. I got some dough. It's already hype.
But what I'm saying is the All-Star game wasn't that. Go back and look at them old All-Star games. Wasn't nobody hanging out there.
Yes, they were. My father-in-law was at all the All-Star games going from 84.
But it was like Charles Barkley and them niggas.
No. He said it was popping. He said it wasn't no. Let me give a story time for my father-in-law. Shout out to Joseph Anderson, my father-in-law. He tells a story about how basically he got Jordan and Oak and like some random dudes a table. Because it wasn't no tables. His boy worked as he did the symposiums and he did it up till like 99 of like accounting and like how to do your financing and stuff like that. So his boy did all that. And shout out to my father-in-law. He's throwing it back this year and going for the All-Star game this year. All the whole crew. Rethrowing it back, and they're gonna try to relive their memories and go back this year for the All-Star game.
I hope Steph Curry never listens to this show. This is incredibly disrespectful.
Incredibly. So he said, it'd be like restaurants. They would rent out three restaurants in a row, and it'd be like almost a continuous club. He said it wasn't like no clubs that like. He's like, you gotta think like back in the day, black people had no big clubs like that, like the mega clubs for like black people. He like we went in a spot. He said it was 89. Oak walks in. Oak like, damn, man, we can't find no table. He said his boy that worked the thing goes, yo, Oak, we got like an extra table over here, though, or whatever. He was like, cool. Oak sits down. Mike comes in like 45 minutes later, though. Three chicks. So the chicks just start sitting on random dudes' laps in the whole area because there wasn't no seats. And then my father-in-law, man, my father-in-law was married and everything. So he was like, I'll just get up and give a spot. He was like, he said, Ogo, you good on drinks all night. They said they start buying bottles of Don P. This is how old it was, though. Don P. When last time people start drinking Don P?
I had some Don P not too long ago.
But I'm saying, but like, where was like the top notch? Don P is the 80s thing.
That's the 80s.
90s is Moet, and then your 2000s is your Cristal.
That's the heart of the 80s.
Yeah. So they all come through, and he said it was super pacey. It was so many women there. He said it was all players everywhere. He's like, the real players had tables or they knew somebody. Other players on the side. Dell was on Utah, his first for sure. Was Karl Malone on that squad?
Yeah.
Carl got him a seat. That's why he parlayed with Carl. Because yeah. John Stockton wasn't taking a spot at the table.
No, John Stockton wasn't.
He didn't even come out.
Yeah, John Stockton
wasn't. So Dell was hanging with Carl and got the table. And Steph Curry's mama, as we're calling her for this bracket, was sitting in the VIP with Carl Malone and Dell Curry.
When was Steph born?
Like 86, 87.
No way.
He's going to be 30.
Really?
Yeah, my brother's gonna be 30 this year.
No way.
Yeah, my brother's gonna be 30 this year. He's the same age as Steph Curry, I believe.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Everybody's getting old.
So my point is, she came to that All-Star game. Because if she got pregnant in 88.
This is going too far. This is going too far.
We are trying to dissect the wind.
She was born in 88, so she got pregnant in 87 at some point. Good for Dell Curry.
Look. So she went at the All-Star game in 87 then when he was out there kicking with Karl Malone?
That's Dell Curry's son. I don't care what nobody said.
Shout out to Dell Curry, man.
Shout out to Dell Curry. All of that was to say
Dell Curry
pulled one out the cheap seats on the IS. Pulled one out the cheap seats on the IS. Steph Curry, the only cat who is married. Now I watched the game, and I looked at his woman, and I looked at his mama, and I looked back at his mama. That doesn't happen.
No.
That doesn't happen. He got him one. The final 8-seed bracket.
Shout out to his sister, too. His sister bad, too.
I've heard.
His sister's bad, too.
Austin Rivers' sister.
Oh, bad. Austin Rivers. She used to date homeboy from the...
From Carolina.
Yeah, because he played for Florida, because she went to Florida for volleyball.
Yep. Following
the last one in the play.
This is going to cause some static.
Streets.
The streets are going to.
If you listen to last episode, you already know because we kind of released that. But some people.
Streets are going to look like Philadelphia.
Oh shit.
On a regular day, this might turn the streets into Detroit. Last 8 seed playing Rihanna versus Aaliyah.
The dead versus alive. The army. Versus, I don't even know, Lee didn't get an army yet.
She had the Rock the Boat video, though.
Man.
Maybe she had a Navy. What? Maybe she had the Marines.
Marines versus the Army?
Yeah.
No, more the Navy, because the Rihanna's got the Navy. Yo, Rihanna got super thick.
Is that real? Like, everybody be saying the cats be...
No, I saw in the Grammys, though. She's super thick. She's about a good couple of biscuits from maybe being fat, though. But, like, it's that dope thick where you, like, yo, when you're in college, like, yo, she thick as a motherfucker. But, like, the sensible party, like, an older brother or, like, a dad or an uncle or something, like, you don't want to do that, though. Because you get her pregnant, though, and she going to end up, like, blowing up on you. She's maybe 15 pounds from being that, 10, 15 pounds from being that girl.
Oh, my.
But she looks good. Oh, it looks bad as a motherfucker, though. Like, but I'm going with Aaliyah on this bracket. Aaliyah, man.
I'm going with Rihanna. Rihanna got them tendencies, man.
I'm going with Aaliyah, man.
Rihanna is a dangerous person.
Gotta go to Aaliyah, man. Gotta go to Aaliyah.
Okay.
Gotta go to Aaliyah. All right, make sure you go to the Stroud Lowcast fan page. Also, the link on the show notes will be there for this bracket, as well as on our Twitter.
Hey, the brackets are dropping.
And then you can actually, when you log in for the bracket, you can actually put in your email and it will send you an email when you the next round comes up if you forget.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So put that in there so you can keep abreast and know.
So round one is dropping today.
Yep.
Round one is dropping today. You're going to be able to vote on those four matchups we just talked about. And so is it going to unlock the next round when they vote, or is it going
to
wait until...
No, after everything, all the you don't get to see it until after all those votes.
So then the full bracket comes out on Thursday.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm ready. Because this is the dopest women bracket. Yeah. Like, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
There's levels to this.
Yeah. And the way we're at the bracket set up is that we will get a show before the next round. So we will get a recap and give you a day or two before the next bracket round pops out. So we'll be at a recap like, oh, snap, such and such won. This is what's going on right now. This is a new bracket. So you'll still get time to be able to vote for who we talk about in the matchups going forward. So that's how the bracket is going to be kind of set up.
Yeah. It's about to get real to start the 2018 off.
Yeah, do we bring Dub next week then?
I guess we need to.
Yeah.
We need to.
Go ahead and bring Dub in. It's gonna be a good one, y'all. It's gonna be a good one. And we hope y'all appreciate it. It's gonna be some nice ones. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. The Twitter, straightolc as well. Straight Out Lowcast fan page on Facebook. You can also see the link on there as well. And both our Instagrams, Dig Game ISU, it'll be on there as a link. Be able to get it, and Chief C Fan on Instagram for him as well. Same thing for you on Twitter too.
Yeah, same thing.
For me on Twitter. Appreciate y'all for listening. As always, we appreciate all the love. Rest in peace to Dennis Edwards, St. Louis legend. Peace out.